Shepherd, I shall not want. He make me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Mm-hmm. than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest rain, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, the weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord alone. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord alone. Christ alone. Stone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord alone. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone. Faultless I stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord alone.
You may be seated.
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives and by His Spirit.
We're going to try this a little different. The solid rock is a little bit different feel to it, so we're going to run through the first verse up here, and then when you guys are ready, we'll go back around and try again, okay? My hope is built on nothing less, Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy dream. Trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fails his lovely face, rest on his unchanging grace. And every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Shall come with trumpet sound, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. In Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Christ is solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
In Acts 4:11 it says, "This is the stone which was set at naught of the new builders, which has become the head of the corner." So let's think on this, and then let's bow our heads and just think how Christ, he's the cornerstone, but he was rejected. But Lord, we come to you knowing that you were rejected when you walked on this earth. You were brought low when you were crucified, but you were lifted up, and you have become our example. You've become our way, our path, what we look to. You are the foundation that all this is based on. Why we're here today, everything that's going on across the nation, across the world, it's all based on you, what you've done for us. You laid your life down, and then it was lifted up because your spirit was God. That's the spirit that dwells in us today. So we just come to you, the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Father, the Prince of Peace. And we know that you have a plan. The heavenly kingdom is your plan. It's nothing of us. It's you. And you have used your apostles and your prophets and Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone, to speak to us and to give us that message that's been passed down from age to age. And so we come to you today. And who we are, Lord, it doesn't matter. But Lord, We come to you because in you, that's where we find all of our need. All of our need comes through you. And as we read your words and speak your truth, somehow it fills us up, it lifts us up, it rises us up. Because this world, it tends to bring us down. And the world doesn't accept us, but Lord, you have accepted us. And you, in all that you've done, you have redeemed us. And it's your righteousness, not ours. So we come to you today, knowing that where we've been at fault, Lord, you've forgiven us. And so you show us to do the same, to forgive one another, and to hide in you, to submit to your truth. Because in doing so, Lord, that's what helps us resist all the bad, all the evil, what the evil one would have to throw against us. And so we bow before you today and look to you as the chief cornerstone, the Prince of our salvation. And we rest in you. We rest in the holy word of God. And we look to you today as the pastor comes and as he speaks your words to us, Lord, just let it be in us an example and a light that lifts us up. And we just give you all the credit, all the honor, and all the glory today. And we do it in the name that's above every other, the name of Jesus Christ.